It's Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from radio's golden era. I'm Mark LeVonier. There's Christmas shows in this hour. Later on, music and stories from the Dickeron Show from Christmas Day, 1952. But first, comedy from Duffy's Tavern from December 22nd, 1948 on NBC.
It's Wednesday night, so we take you now to Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner. The program you're about to hear is brought to you with a wish from Bristol Myers that your Christmas may be merry and that the new year for all of us be a happy and a peaceful one.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave me to eat? Archie demands it's bacon. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Huh? Look, please don't give me that Merry Christmas stuff. I sound like I got up on the wrong side of the floor this morning. Look, Duffy, I had one eggnog. Just happened that I hit some bad nutmeg. Well, if you want to know, I'm a little sore about your gratuity for Christmas. That lousy Christmas card. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. P.S. After you read this, get back to work. Fine sentiment this time of the year. Well, after 9 years, I thought maybe I might get some little present. Some little luxury. Some little thing I wouldn't think of getting for myself. Like money. Huh? Look, Duffy, someday you're gonna leave this vale of tears. You're gonna leave it with your pockets bulging with bills, but I'm warning you. Where you're going, you're gonna find that paper money ain't gonna last long. I leave you with that thought for today. Christmas. 7 days a week, 18 hours a day. I work my grindstone to the nose. What do I get? Nothing but gratitude. And very little of that.
Merry Christmas, Miss Austin.
What's so merry about it, Eddie? Starvation wages, no dough to buy nothing.
Mm, you got a little dough.
Yeah, but how far will it take me with the present prices of economics? The landlady sends me a notice. From the first of the year on, your apartment will be $9 a month. $9 for four lousy rooms.
Does that include bath?
Who knows? Never get to see the place the way I have to work around here, but does Duffy care?
Well, don't let it get you, Mr. Archie. You see, this is the time of the year to forget your trouble.
Yeah.
Christmas is the time when you should be thinking about helping other people out.
Helping other people out, huh? When Gorilla Hogan got drunk and nasty here last night and started picking on me, did you help me out?
I couldn't. See, I was back in the kitchen cooking.
What takes a half an hour to cook?
With Gorilla Hogan drunk and nasty, a couple of 3-minute eggs.
That's what I'm talking about. When I'm in a fight and I need help, you disappear.
Yeah, but you always bragging about what a wonderful fighter you are.
You certainly picked the funniest times to start believing me. You give me that Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, boys.
Merry Christmas, Miss Duffy.
Archie, I said Merry Christmas.
Are you kidding? What have I got to be merry about working for that cheapskate old man of yours?
Archie, you just don't know Papa. He really isn't cheap.
No, that's right. Once, in an outburst of generosity, he gave away his toenail clippings. What about the time he took your old lady on her honeymoon? Where did they go?
Niagara Falls.
That's what he told everybody, Niagara Falls. But what he really did, they stayed home and your old man let the water run in the bathtub while he showed your mother a box of shredded wheat. Tell me how cheap the guy is. Just a minute. Hello? Oh, just a second. It's your girlfriend, Vera Fogarty.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Vera. How did you do with Santa Claus? Okay, but no presents, huh? Just can't can't have everything, Vera. What's on your mind? A dance? Where? At the Y? M or W? The YW, huh? Well, okay, Vera, I'll go. But this time you've got to lead. All right. Okay, I'll meet you at Schimmelbacher's. Well, so long, everybody. I got a heavy date. What are you going to do tonight, Archie?
Me? I think I'll just spend a quiet evening standing around disappointing pickpockets.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Sure, thanks, Arch. A Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, hello, Finnegan.
Ain't you gonna wish me a Merry Christmas?
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Did you hang up your stocking?
Oh, no, Arch. I hung up my stocking last year and it was a bum idea.
A bum idea?
Yeah, the blood kept rushing to me head.
And what I meant was, did you get any presents for Christmas?
Oh, dear, a few things, Archie. My mother gave me some building blocks. Monogrammed, of course. My sister gave me a bottle of bubble bath.
Bubble bath?
Yeah, and is that stuff a fake?
What do you mean a fake?
I sat in a tub and took four drinks of it, and I couldn't even blow a single bubble. Well, I just dropped in to say hello. I gotta run along, Art.
You gotta run along? Where you going?
I'm going over to sing Christmas carols.
Oh, yeah? Where?
Atwater McGuikes. Oh. You going over, Art?
No, I'm not.
How come?
Didn't invite me.
Well, I'll be seeing you, Art.
Finnegan, you mean you ain't gonna spend Christmas with me like you usually do?
Well, Arch, I thought you was going to McGuig's too, so I accepted. You ain't sore, are you?
No, no. Why should I be sore? Go ahead. Have a good time.
Well, Merry Christmas, Arch.
Merry Christmas, Clifton. Fine Christmas. No bonus. Your friends walk out on you. The next guy that says Merry Christmas to me, I'm going to punch him right in the nose. Ah, what's the use? Eddie.
Yeah?
Eddie, turn on the radio, will you? Maybe it'll snap me out of this mood.
Okay.
Eddie, that's Christmas music. Take it off, will you? Get me something with some pep in it.
Okay, I'll try another station.
Eddie, please, I asked you, didn't I?
Well, Mr. Archer, I don't think there's anything on the radio but Christmas music.
Well, keep pushing them buttons. There must be something else on the air. Eddie, what are you trying to do, drive me nuts?
But look bad, I'm running out of buttons.
Okay, forget about it. Well, I think we better lock up the place. It's getting late.
Okay. I'll go clean up in the kitchen.
All right, do that. This Christmas music. I ain't got enough trouble at this time of the year. They got to put on music that makes them even sadder.
Hello there, Archie.
Huh? Hey, how did you get in here?
Walked in.
That's funny. I thought I just locked the door. We was closing up.
Oh, well, then maybe I'd better leave.
Listen, you said Archie. How did you know my name?
Well, I've heard about you.
Oh, well, I'm pretty well known around here. Will you have a little drink, bud?
No, I don't think so.
Go ahead, it's on the house.
On the house?
Sure, it's Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, huh?
Well, anyway, it's a day in December. What'll you have?
Well, maybe I'll take a glass of water.
Water here? You kidding? Here, mister, we got some pretty good wine here. At least have a glass of wine, huh? Look, I never seen you around here before. How did you happen to come in here to the tavern?
Oh, I was just walking around, saw the lights, thought I'd drop in. You don't think much of Christmas, do you, Archie?
Oh, you got me wrong. I love it. I wouldn't be without it. Good old Christmas. To time of the year when after you work for a guy for 9 years and knock your brains out, he says to you, Merry Christmas, Archie. The time when even your closest friend walks out on you.
Well, maybe there's another side to Christmas.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Well, like the look on a kid's face when he sees what Santa Claus has left in his stocking.
Uh-huh.
Or like the feeling in a man's heart when his family's around him on Christmas Eve. You see, Christmas isn't a thing you can reach out and touch, Archie. It's a thing inside us.
Look, bud, I can see you've been running around with a different class of people. Around this neighborhood, every guy is out for himself.
Oh, I don't know. I think this neighborhood and the people are pretty much the same as most others.
Now I know he's a stranger.
Well, I could be wrong. Why don't you and I take a little walk?
You mean you want to see for yourself?
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little fresh air will do you good, Archie.
Fresh air? Are you inferring this joint is an incinerator?
Well, no.
Well, it is. Come on, let's go. Hey, Eddie, keep an eye on the joint, will you? Listen to that, will you? Not only don't you only get it over the radio, you can't even walk along a public street with that belting it at you.
I kind of like it.
You like it? Well, everybody to his own poison. Did you ever listen to the words of that tune?
Did you?
I should have had to listen to them all day. All is calm, all is bright. How do you like that? The world is a mess. Everybody has his hand in the other guy's pocket, but don't make no difference to the guy that wrote that song. To him, all is bright.
Well, maybe the guy that wrote that song was thinking about something in men's hearts. Something that shines a little brighter on a day like this. Didn't you ever sing Christmas carols, Archie?
Oh, yeah. Christmas carols, sure. When I was a punk kid and I didn't know no better. But you have to grow up someday.
Now, that's the trouble with a lot of us. Maybe we're not growing up. Maybe we're just losing track of things that matter.
Like what?
Oh, things like faith, tolerance, human kindness.
That's nice. And where does one find them things?
You don't find them, Archie. You give them. And it's a funny thing. The more you give, the more you have. Say, why don't we drop in over there?
Huh?
Across the street.
Across the street? That's a church.
Yeah, I know. Why don't we drop in for a second?
Into a church?
Why not?
Look, but I wouldn't know how to act.
You, don't go to church, huh?
Well, no, I'm not rapping it, you know. It's just that there's two types of guys when it comes to going to church. There's them that doesn't, them that don't. I happen to be the type that don't.
Well, now, why don't you just drop in with me for a second, hmm?
Well, I guess if I go with somebody else, it won't count against me. Funny thing, though, you know, to take a look at you, I wouldn't figure that you was the religious type.
No?
No, but that's what I say. You never can tell about people. Okay, leave us go in.
Nice in here, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's kind of quiet.
Yeah. I guess this is one of the few places left where you can find peace and quiet.
That's what I can't understand. People just come in here and they sit. I think they just sit. They don't do nothing.
Oh, yes, they do. They pray, meditate. Some of them even come in here to keep warm.
Couldn't they do that just as well at home?
Maybe some of them don't have a home.
You see? That's what I've been trying to tell you. It's a pretty tough world.
But it'd be tougher if they didn't have a place like this to come to. Didn't you ever pray, Archie?
Well, sure, when I was a kid. What was that prayer again? They learned us, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy did. Well, you know the thing I mean. But look, mister, please. Please, leave us get out of here and begin to get the heebie-jeebies.
All right.
Look, just a second, bud.
What are you doing?
Well, the sign says help the poor, don't it?
I thought you believed in everybody helping themselves.
Well, I do, but tonight maybe I'm a little superstitious.
Or maybe it's just because it's Christmas.
Look, mister, please, don't start with that peace on earth stuff, will you?
Hey,
I told you I'd take you around, show you the neighborhood and what it's really like now.
Get your Christmas paper.
Please, let's keep it that way.
Get your Christmas night edition here, paper.
Just a minute, I want to pick up a paper.
A paper?
Get your paper here.
Yeah, from that crippled kid there. Nice kid, Jimmy Turner.
Crippled, huh?
Yeah, he ain't walked in years, but he's always got a smile for everybody, and I like to help him out once in a while.
Paper, read all about it. Get your paper.
Hiya, Jimmy.
Hello, Archie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, kid.
Well, Jimmy, it's a little tough not being able to walk, isn't it?
I ain't kicking. I can yell. That's all I need for this racket.
What'd you get for Christmas, Jimmy?
Nothing much. But it's okay. I got my Christmas present last summer.
Last summer?
Yeah. One of me customers took me up to the Yankee Stadium to see the Yanks play.
You like the Yanks, Jimmy?
Like them. Did you ever see that DiMaggio play ball?
Oh, give me a paper, son.
Okay, mister. Here you are. Latest edition.
Thanks, kid. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, mister.
You were talking about Joe DiMaggio, Jimmy.
Oh, boy, what a ball player. That DiMaggio's the greatest outfielder in the world. And the way that guy can pull him.
Jimmy, do you know who that was who bought the paper just now?
Who?
That was Joe DiMaggio.
You're kidding.
No, no, look at him. He just stopped there by that streetlight.
Joe DiMaggio? You mean Joe bought a paper for me and I didn't even recognize him?
Wait a minute. Maybe I can get him to come back. Hey, DiMaggio. Hey, DiMaggio. Hey, you.
You calling me?
Yes. You know, you've got quite an admirer in that crippled newsboy over there.
Me?
Yeah. Now, look. You're Joe DiMaggio. And if that kid could shake hands with you, it'd be the best Christmas present he ever got. Would you do it?
Of course I will. Be glad to. Come on, let's go over to him.
No, just a minute. Let him walk over to you.
But, mister, I told you the kid can't walk.
Well, let's find out, Archie. Oh, Jimmy. Joe DiMaggio wants to shake hands with you.
Yeah, come on, Jimmy. Come on over and shake hands.
But, gee, Joe, don't you see? I can't.
Come on, Jimmy.
Joe, I'm walking. DiMaggio. You see what I'm doing, DiMaggio? I'm walking.
I can't understand it. It's positively incredible.
What's the matter?
That kid back there, I seen him sitting in that corner like that for the past 6 years, and tonight the kid is walking.
Maybe he could have walked all the time.
No. No, he couldn't. You did it. You did it by telling him that was Joe DiMaggio.
It was.
Now, look, you can fool a kid, but don't try to fool me. It couldn't have been DiMaggio.
No?
Certainly not. I just read in the papers this morning DiMaggio was spending Christmas with his family. In San Francisco. Hey, look, this thing is getting a little weird.
Nice town, San Francisco.
Huh? Oh. Oh, I've never been that far west. San Francisco, your hometown?
No, no.
Where you from?
I'm from the east.
The east? What town?
A small town called Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, huh? Hey, you know anybody in Allentown?
I might.
A guy by the name of Lou Grant.
Lou Grant? Does he run a bar and grill on Front Street?
Yeah, that's the guy. Boy, you sure get around, don't you? What are you, one of them traveling salesmen or something?
Well, I guess you might call me that. Well, say, what's the excitement? What's the crowd doing in front of that hotel?
Where? Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, lady, what's going on here?
That man up there on the ledge.
Where?
Up there on the window ledge of the hotel. He says he's going to jump at midnight.
Why?
I don't know. I guess he's crazy. He says he never wants to see another Christmas.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you can hardly blame the guy. Now, wait. There goes the chimes. Must be 11:45. Let me check my watch here. Yeah, the guy's got exactly 15 minutes before he jumps. Let's stick around.
Are you sure of the time?
Well, certainly. I always set my watch by them chimes.
Well, how long has he been up there?
Oh, for hours. The police have been trying to find his wife.
His wife?
Yes. They think maybe if they found her, she could talk him out of it.
Come on, Archie.
Where are you going?
I'd like to talk to that fellow.
Are you crazy? They ain't gonna let you in that hotel. Look at the cops guarding the doorway. Besides, you can't do nothing with a guy like that. He's nuts.
I'd like to talk to him anyway.
Okay, have it your way. We'll tell the cops we live in a hotel, but I better go along with you.
Hey, wait a minute, you. Where do you think you're going?
We live here. Me and me friend here was just going up to our suite.
You and what friend?
That guy there. That guy that just walked in.
Nobody walked in this hotel, bud. And nobody's gonna walk in.
Okay, so nobody walked in. What am I gonna do, argue with you? I'm telling you, I just come in with the guy.
Look, son, why don't you go home and sleep it off?
Yeah.
Listen, you, don't come near or try to grab me. If you do, I'll jump.
I'm not going to grab you. I just came to talk to you, to see if maybe I could change your mind.
It's too late to change my mind. As soon as those chimes ring, I'm jumping. I'm not afraid to die.
Maybe you're afraid to live. A lot of people are.
What have I got to live for?
What have any of us got to live for? Look at those people down there on the street, hundreds of them, waiting for a ray of hope, a sign of courage in this frightened world. What you're doing might extinguish the last spark of faith in many of their tired hearts.
Their tired hearts. At least their wives are with them at Christmas. Come on, chimes, ring. Ring, let's get it over with.
Your wife means a lot to you, doesn't she?
If she didn't, do you think I'd be up here? I haven't had one peaceful moment since she left me.
Well, why did she leave you?
Because I was a fool. Because I... But it's too late to think of that. Oh, why don't those chimes ring out and get it over with? What's slowing them up?
Nothing's slowing them up. It's just that in these last moments, the seconds seem like years.
Paul. Paul.
Anne.
Yes, darling, it's me.
Oh, Anne.
Paul.
Thank God. Thank God you've come back.
My darling.
Those chimes. I was going to jump when I heard that.
Yes, I know. I know. I was afraid I was too late. Thank God I got here in time.
Hello, Archie. Glad I found you again.
Hey, it's you. How did you do it, mister? How'd you stop that guy from jumping?
Just talked to him till his wife came. She just got there in time.
Yeah. Funny how she just got there in time, wasn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, it happens I was looking at me watch, timing it out to see when the guy was gonna jump.
So?
Them chimes rang 4 minutes late.
Maybe your watch is slow.
Oh, no, it ain't. Remember, I checked it with the chimes a little while ago, and them bells has never been wrong. Look, come on. Leave us get out of here. I'm getting back to the tavern. This is a little too screwy for me.
Okay, we'll take a cab. There's an empty one.
Where to, fellas?
We want to go to Duffy's Tavern, quick.
Okay. How about a little music?
Wait a minute. There it is. Driver, please. Take that thing off of there, will you? Get something else.
Okay.
Oh, what's the use? Leave it on there. Look, mister.
Yeah?
You know something? You stay pretty calm considering all the crazy things that have been happening tonight. It's a little weird. First the newsboy. Then the guy on the window ledge.
Well, we all have our troubles, Archie. We all get off the track once in a while. We just need something bigger than ourselves to steer us straight.
You mean something like... religion?
Call it that. Call it human kindness, tolerance, understanding.
Begin to see what you mean. Hey, driver, watch out for that guy. Look, don't worry, taxi, it wasn't your fault. The guy walked right out in front of you.
Yeah. Did you see him, mister? He walked right out in front of me.
Well, let's see how badly he's hurt.
Hey, we better call a cop.
Hey, here comes the cop now.
All right. Stand back. Give the poor devil a chance. Now, what happened here?
Well, the guy walked right out in front of the cab.
Yeah, the driver's right, officer. It wasn't a taxi's fault. We was riding along, and all of a sudden, this guy stepped right out in front of the cab. Like he was blind.
Hey, wait a minute. He is a blind man. There's this cane there.
Here, maybe I can help him.
Wait a minute, you take your hands off him. It's against the law. Wait till the ambulance gets here.
Against the law to help someone?
You heard me. You never know when you're doing him more harm than good.
All right, officer, just as you say.
Hey, wait a minute. Look, the guy's getting up.
What's going on? What hit me? The crowd and the noise. I was all confused. Tell me, what? Oh, wait. Wait a minute. Lights and faces. I can see. I can see.
Easy now, mister. You'd better not try to get up.
I'm all right, I tell you. And I can see. For the first time since Okinawa, I can see.
I didn't mean to hit you, bud.
You didn't mean to hit him. You done him a favor. The guy says he can see. Hey, the shock must have given back his sight.
No. No, it wasn't that. Someone touched me. I felt a cool hand. And the minute he touched me, I was all right. Where is he? Where is he?
Come on, Archie. Let's go. We've done all we can.
Well, it certainly is good to be back in the tavern again. I think we better have a little drink, though. You want to finish your wine, Bud?
No, thanks.
You know something? I'm all mixed up.
Mixed up?
Yeah, about this Christmas stuff.
Well, you see, Archie, as I said, Christmas isn't just a date on a calendar. Or a wreath in a window or a song. It's something in men's hearts. They can let it die or keep it in their hearts the year round.
365 days of Christmas. You know, it's a funny thing. If you'd said that to me a little while ago, I'd have laughed in your face. But now I don't know. I don't know. But wait a second. I'd like to turn on the radio a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
That's a good one. I wonder what happened to that silent night. What do you think of that? All night long they played that same tune and it drove me nuts. Now all of a sudden I got a feeling I'd kind of like to hear it again.
Hey, Mr. Archer. Mr. Archer. Mr. Archer.
Huh? What is it, Eddie?
I finally got you some dance music on the radio.
Eddie, I don't want no dance music. Turn it off, will you?
I wish you'd make up your mind.
Look, mister, until you walked in here today, Hey, Eddie. Eddie, what happened to that guy I was talking to?
Well, nobody talking to you.
You're nuts. He was standing here at the bar. He came in with me.
Mr. Archie, please, there's nobody here.
No? Maybe it was all... Eddie, you sure that there was nobody here?
No. Must have been seeing things.
Maybe you're right. But wait a minute. This glass of wine here. The glass is half empty.
What?
Nothing, Eddie, nothing. Just leave me alone for a little while, will you?
Okay. Good night, Miss Archie.
Good night, Eddie. Eddie.
Yeah?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks, Miss Archie. Merry Christmas to you, sir. Good night.
Good night. Christmas. Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Brought to you with every good wish for a very merry, a very happy Christmas. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.
Duffy's Tavern, on Tuned to Yesterday from the 22nd of December, 1948, on NBC. You are listening to an hour of Christmas shows on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm Mark Levonier. Up next is a program of Christmas music and patter from one of the best-known conductors and players of radio's golden age, but wasn't necessarily a household name. Richard Arendt was the man behind the organ for the first broadcasts of the popular Yours Truly Johnny Dollar show, and arranged or performed music for other hard-boiled programs like Rocky Jordan and Jeff Regan Investigator, and for several years in charge of the music for radio's Wild Bill Hickok and many more. He was primarily connected to programs that aired on or were produced by the CBS West Coast or Pacific Network, and for a short time he was given his own freeform music program, which we'll hear a broadcast from next. It's The Dick Arendt Show from Christmas Day 1952.
And good evening, friends. Well, sir, we're close to the end of another holiday. Another glorious Christmas day, and I sincerely hope it was very nice for you and yours. And I know that your friend, whom you hear regularly at this time each evening, Dick Arendt, certainly joins me in sending along best greetings. Right, Dick?
That goes double here, Tom. Incidentally, before you get any farther, have you got something special there? Otherwise, I'm going to interrupt you for a minute.
No, I have nothing special.
Not to be title-gagging about a song, but did one of your youngsters catch Mama kissing Santa Claus last night?
I think so. Yes, I think everybody had that experience this year. You know, Dick, before we went on the air, this is an aside. Dick told me that he was going to play the Christmas songs, even though the holiday is about over. But you know, Dick, ever since I've been a kid, I've always been reluctant to see Christmas Day go, and we so seldom get to hear these beautiful songs. I think it's a very wonderful thing that you wind up today with all the beautiful Christmas music.
Of course, they haven't heard them at all today.
Well, but we can't hear them too often.
I don't know. Sometimes you can get a full diet of it. People drag the Christmas carols out, and they beat the pulp out of the poor things for about 5 or 6 days before Christmas, and I'm as guilty as the next one. But by golly, if you don't do it, you're not in style. And I suppose it makes you feel funny. You feel like you've left something out if you don't.
Well, too, and also, of course, aside from your individual way of playing the organ, which is very wonderful.
Oh, you have come now,
the celeste, you have the piano, you have the Nova chord. Incidentally, you're also a privileged character tonight.
I've got Hanlon.
No, you've got two announcers.
Two announcers.
Yeah, I've got to get upstairs. I've got to work, too, tonight, so I've got to dig up some sort of a show for the merry-go-round. I don't know quite what I'm going to do yet, but Clancy Cassell, you know, San Francisco's favorite son.
He's an Irishman now. He works in the Rocky Jordan show with
him. That's right. He'll sign you off, but I'm anxious to hear those beautiful Christmas carols, so you just take over. Dick Arendt.
Okay, thank you very much, Tom Hanlon, and hello, folks. Well, I suppose that you're all satisfied. Of course, there's those that got too many presents and those that didn't get enough presents. But believe you me, if you've got your health, and if your loved ones have got their health, that's about the biggest Christmas present that the good Lord could bestow upon you, I think. And I hope that this particular broadcast, for any of you that don't feel quite up to snuff, will kind of help out a little bit. Let's see. I've got the whole set of carols here. Joy to the World, Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Adeste Fidelis, Joy to the World. I said that. A Little Town of Bethlehem, Christmas Tree, or Tannenbaum, as some of you know it. God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, Good King Wenceslas, and First Noel, O Holy Night, Silent Night, and We Three Kings of Orient Are. So I think I'll just throttle down on the chatter a little bit, the chin music, and give you a little bit more of the keyboard music. And I'm going to try in some of these cases, as we come along to them, to give you a little bit of a special, a little bit of a special treatment on the first one, just in the strictly traditional style, Joy to the World. ¶¶ You know, a week ago, some of the folks down here at the studio called me up, I better say 2 weeks ago, and said, Dick, we're going to give a little party for some underprivileged children. Not orphans, but just underprivileged kids, and we'd like you to come in and play the organ. And for the first time in my life, I realized just how terrific a gang we have down here in the CBS Employees Club. I didn't know they gave these affairs, and as a matter of fact, I was told afterwards that they had missed Christmas of last year because of one reason or another, but the idea was reactivated this year. I never had such a clean and soul-cleansed feeling in all my life as I did when I watched some 200 little youngsters ranging in age from about, 5 on up to 11 of parents that weren't too well fixed traipsing in here to the Studio A to be entertained by some of the gang. And outstanding among this gang was Ray Erlenborn, who does the sound effects on many of our top flight shows, among them Rocky Jordan. And, I could go on naming you show after show. I don't think there's a show on the CBS network emanating from Hollywood that Ray hasn't done sound effects at one time or another. And Gus Bays, who also does sound and is also a terrific scriptwriter in his own right. These two fellas went out and rented themselves clown costumes. And believe me, no show, no circus that any of you ever saw had a finer clown act than these two boys. And for 2.5 hours, they worked with these kids. And what made it peculiarly amusing at the time was that we were supposed to start at 1 o'clock, and half the gang of kids got there at 1, and the other gang didn't show up until after 2. So these boys had to be funny for 1 hour with nothing to go on in the way of vaudeville, just their own antics, knocking each other down, laughing and crying, and one fellow was the sad clown, and that was Gus, and Ray was the happy clown. And then A.J. Cunningham, one of the engineers here at CBS, one of the cameramen, I should say, for television, played Santa Claus, and you know something? He almost didn't need to use pillows. What a wonderful guy he was, though, as Santa Claus. And then all the young gals and fellows who are members of the Employees Club stood around making sure that none of the little tots missed their Christmas presents, because with a gang that big, you can imagine the risk and danger of overlooking some little tyke, which almost happened. One little gal was called up for her present, and they discovered that it was the wrong name, or else they had the wrong package. It was a boy's present for her, and so Santa Claus said, well, rather than you going back to your seat and waiting for your name to be called again, you sit here on Santa's knee until we come to your present. And that little tyke sat there for almost an hour, practically drooling, waiting for her present to come. It finally came, but boy, I felt for Santa Claus because his knee was starting to give out there. Well, let's see. What's next here? Little Town of Bethlehem. Let's see if we can do in sort of a special treatment on it. A Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
Do you approve of that, Jerry? I think that's a good way to do the carols for a change. Okay, we will try some more. I was almost tempted to swing one of them. What would they do to me? No? They wouldn't stand for that. Would that be sacrilegious? Jerry DeHaan, my engineer, says, no swinging of them. Just a little bit. Not just a little. Oh, go on. Oh, I probably would get letters from all over. Would I get the dickens? Okay, Christmas night, I'll behave myself. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. This takes me back to one of the shows on another network when Jack Meekin was musical director and I was playing piano and organ on it. The guy that went, yes, the Gildersleeve show. We used to do a big deal on Christmas with it. That was with Hal Perry. I can remember his name and remember Hal doing the show. About 5 years ago. Kind of feel badly about that. Well, here we go. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Here's a cute one. Let me find this one in the book here. I'm reading these from the little hymnal book, folks. What's it called? Noel's, a collection of Christmas carols. It says, page 91, We Three Kings of Orient Are. Is that the right one? Oh, yes, that's the one. Here we go. I think it's coming up about that time now where I'm going to have to chop off this music and hand this transcribed piece of tape back to the Columbia operators upstairs. So how about a little theme? See, Clancy, I took care of the transcribed cue that way. now got 20 seconds to go to system. Got 15 seconds to go for system.
Just time enough for me to say that you've been listening to the organ artistry of Dick Orant, coming to you from Studio B here at Columbia Square in the heart of Hollywood from CBS. And this is the CBS Radio Network.
The Dick Orant Show, from December 25th, 1952, on the CBS Pacific Network, bringing to a close this hour of Christmas shows on Tuned to Yesterday. Be with us again for more programs from radio's yesteryear. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. Happy holidays.